9:37 the time. Need to Know with Jeff Angelo is indeed the program. President Biden went out to California yesterday and announced an executive order for more gun control. He's basically telling our Department of Justice, do whatever you think you can do legally to establish universal background checks, to increase the number of background checks before gun sales. Of course, that kind of an idea is dead on arrival in Congress, so he's using executive order here. And joining me to talk this over is a political strategist for Young Americans for Liberty, Brendan Steinhauser, back on the Newsmaker line this morning. Hey, Brendan, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
So, Brendan, I mean, I'm going to be upfront with you. I absolutely loathe gun control laws. So, but I want to be a realist. I mean, you're involved in the political game. Is this something that is ultimately popular with people across America?
Well, I think it depends on the specifics that you get into and kind of which, you know, specific measures and which polls are conducted and that sort of thing. But what I will tell you is that, generally speaking, Americans are very protective of their Second Amendment rights. And anytime the government, especially the federal government, tries to impose new restrictions or tries to bring this issue up, there's usually a pretty big backlash from gun owners. And that's really a bipartisan backlash, right? A lot of Republicans, huge majorities of Republicans, but also a lot of Democrats and a majority of independents support constitutional rights for gun rights and gun owners. And so this sort of thing is not politically popular, especially among, you know, rural Democrats and rural independents and, of course, overwhelming numbers of Republicans. So I don't think it is going to go anywhere. The president can certainly do this executive order and try and force the issue. But, yeah, if anything like this, if he tries to go the congressional route, it's certainly dead on arrival.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Brendan, one of the reasons one of the explanations I give for this this opposition is I'm the good guy and you're the good guy, and most of the audience listening to this program, we're the good guy. We're just trying to live honorable lives and go about our lives, and we just get tired of saying I need to regulate you more in order to keep you more safe. That approach just isn't working, isn't it?
It's not. And again, at every attempt to try and impose new restrictions, they're basically just taking different, you know, case studies and trying to apply those to the new restrictions. But there's so many examples of where those gun laws wouldn't even have prevented the terrible, tragic mass shootings that we face. You know, whether it's the weapon use or it's whether the fact that the laws were on the books but weren't enforced, or, you know, the system failed, or some family member kind of failed to take action, or someone in law enforcement failed to take action. There's always a way, unfortunately, for the bad guys with guns to go and commit harm. I think that the evidence kind of shows that the best and quickest way to stop that and to prevent mass shootings is more law-abiding American citizens who are exercising their constitutional rights, and they can very quickly put an end to it, because the police response times often are much longer than is required to end these things before they start.
Well, and the other thing I always come back to, Brendan, is a lot of these folks, whenever there's a high publicity shooting, they had a violent background. And we never, or we don't seem to talk about as a nation why violent criminals are always roaming our streets. That also is an answer to all of this, isn't it?
Certainly. I think there's a lot of societal ills that are never addressed. Just a culture and a cultural problem that, you know, we need to take head on. That would take, you know, hours and hours of discussion. And there's lots of data out there and studies to support this premise. But yeah, there are societal ills that are hard to fix, but that's a big part of the problem. You're certainly not going to fix those cultural problems overnight, and you're not going to do it with restricting the freedoms of the law-abiding Americans who are trying to protect themselves and their families and their communities. And, you know, that's exactly what we focus on at Young Americans for Liberty, is trying to encourage more states to pass constitutional carry. For example, we're actually working very hard in Florida to try and encourage the legislature to do that there, because we know that that's what ultimately is going to give those law-abiding Americans and their families a chance, you know, to basically survive the next mass shooting. That's the best and only way, I think, to cut down on that as we try and fix these broader societal problems.
Brendan Steinhauser is with Young Americans for Liberty. Brendan, it's always great to get your take on these hot issues. Thanks very much for talking.